Well, I used to know this hippie named Willow. Some folks say he's about as sharp as a pillow, but I wouldn't go so far as to call a man dumb. He's just real worried about the human race, and he wanted to make the world a better place, and he was willing to break a law or two to get it done. He used to go down in the demonstrations and the meetings of the Earth First organization, and him and his buddies there, they came up with a plan. There's this factory down by the edge of town that was dumping some kind of crud in the ground, and they decided it was up to them to go and make a stand. Well, they waited till nightfall and off they went, all dressed in black with a bag of cement, and they found that drainage pipe by the riverbed. They poured in the concrete and filled up the hole, and they picked up their gear and got ready to roll. But Willow said, "You fellas can just go on ahead. Well, I'll stay right here if it's all the same. I'd like to take the credit or maybe the blame." And he lay right back and he fell asleep by the stream. Peaceful and quiet in the morning sun, as he thought about what a good job he'd done, till the sound of a police car woke him up from his dream. But they found old Willow by the silent pipe, and since he was never the violent type, well, he just stood up and surrendered, just like that. He looked at the cops and said, "Take me away, it'll do me good to have an overnight stay." And they said, "Son, you're staying a whole lot longer than that. See that outflow there that just sealed up tight? It's been filling up the chemicals most of the night, but it should be dumping that crap out into the water. Well, that stuff backed up till it ruptured the tank, and there's two men dead because of your little prank. They got a name for that, young man. It's called manslaughter." Well, the judge and the jury, they had a good laugh when Willow asked to speak on his own behalf, but they said, "Go on ahead, Willow. Why don't you tell us your plea?" Willow said, "It's a shame those men got killed, but if they're the ones piping out all of that swill, and those two men are as guilty of murder as me." The judge threw out old Willow's defense on the grounds that, well, it didn't make much sense, and he sentenced him to 20 years, but he was out in 3. Now don't talk to me about right and wrong. The only right I know is writing a song, and I ain't even singing. What the hell you want from me?